Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So I come from a family that really were big fans of estrangements. I mean, my mom didn't talk to her sisters for 20-something years. My dad didn't talk to his sister or his mom or his dad. So I'm very familiar with these estrangements, right? They are difficult and they are very personal. So when you try to force a relationship together, man, you are walking a really fine line. Kristen's got an email here.
Hey, guys, I called this morning to tell something my husband doesn't know about and didn't have much service to receive a call back. She's referring to one of our morally gray days when we ask people to call in and say, what are you hiding from your significant other?
We're having a lot of those these days.
Oh, and it feels good. I figured this would be an interesting story for another bit because, one, I need advice on what to do, and two, the crew may be interested to know how it turns out. Nailed it, sister. My husband has family that was estranged, so he has never met his aunt and cousins, yet they have lived in the same city his entire life. We recently got married, and his narcissistic mother pushed me away, so I was very curious as to why his aunt, doesn't speak to one another. I reached out to the aunt on Facebook. She was very open to meet up. She was just as confused about the family and doesn't know why she was estranged. My husband still does not know we met up and would be upset I went behind his back. But there's more to the story. Flash forward to us purchasing a new home last month. I received a message from his aunt stating that she heard we were moving in because our new neighbor is her daughter's best friend. Small world. He has no idea his cousin is next door all the time. And I would like to find a way to have them meet without him knowing I've known the whole time. She is our age with brothers too, and I feel like we could be good friends and important to know family without the influence of his mother. Help! Was it wrong of me to start all of this? Or would you do the same when marrying into a secretive situation? Thanks, Bert.
Kristen. I pulled a Kristen, and I missed like 45 seconds of that email.
I also pulled a Kristen.
You did? Okay.
Why are we calling it pulling a Kristen? You've been doing this for years. It should be called pulling a Bert.
I also pulled a Kristen.
You did?
Bert looked at me, and I could see the desperation in his eyes, and I was like, I don't know how to tell him.
Look, to be honest with you, we're all very distracted right now. I mean, this is a very weird time for the Bert Show. So earlier this morning, I was telling a story, and Kristen was in la-la land, and I can tell, like, she wasn't anywhere in the studio, and I called her out in the middle of the break, and as she's reading that email, I felt myself doing the exact same thing, and Abby is doing it now, and Cassie is doing it. We're having a hard time focusing.
Where did you go?
What was
better than being in here listening to this email?
I was thinking about something that happened to me in my therapy session yesterday that I'm going to share on the air at some point today.
That seems like a good reason.
I don't know why I couldn't focus.
I was thinking about another podcast. I mom so hard.
What were you thinking about, Abby?
I was so off in La La Land, I can't even remember what I was thinking about. Just absolute nothing. Staring into the void.
I'm so sorry, guys. Tommy.
You guys remember old school Cliff Notes? The notes that would, like, encapsulate books in short form,
yeah,
you need to do Kristen notes from Bert and Abby this morning.
All right, so what was the gist of this again?
Okay.
Don't read the whole thing.
I'm not. I'm telling you. She is married. He is he has a narcissistic mother. He's estranged from his aunt, his mother's sister. All right. So because the mother has pushed them away because she's labeling her a narcissist, she reached out to the mother's sister, his aunt, on Facebook. She met with the aunt. The aunt's like, I have no idea why I've been outcasted from the family, right? So her husband has no idea that she met his aunt behind his back.
Ah, okay.
But.
Yeah.
This is probably where you really tuned out. There's an added layer here because they just moved into a new house. The next door neighbors are best friends with the aunt's daughter. So the aunt's daughter, his cousin, is over there all the time. And he doesn't know that his estranged family is next door constantly. And she wants the two of them to meet, but she wants the two of them to meet without him knowing she's been doing all of this behind her back. Did you tune out again?
Have you ever gone to a pregame and someone pulls out a deck of cards and they're trying to explain a card game to you and you're sitting there like, oh my God, can we just get to the drinking part already? That's how I feel, still trying to listen to whatever the hell is going on with this aunt the daughter and the next door neighbor.
I think I got it this time. Mm-hmm. And it's a very interesting story. I wish I would have listened the first time.
Yeah. Well, here's what I love about it. In the 14 years I've been here, we've never got a story like this before.
Amen. I think anytime you're doing anything behind your significant other's back, it's the wrong decision.
Yep.
Period. That's an easy one.
Solitaire's hard.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm putting my ace down.
You?
So I agree with you that doing something behind your significant other's back is not going to bode well. I think you come clean to an extent that you have found out that it's his cousin that's next door all the time. Mm-hmm. And that you should talk with her and try to not even mend fences, but just get to know her and the aunt minus your mom.
Okay. All right. Bigger issue here, guys. Family meeting here. How are we going to stay focused for the next 20 something days? How are we going to do this?
You're the one who has a name on the show. You're the one who's retiring. This is on you.
Can I be honest? I just truly don't understand that story.
It's complicated.
You explained it and I'm still like, am I dumb? I'm pretty sure I have a degree from a pretty decent university. I graduated summa cum laude or whatever. And I'm sitting here.
You graduate and you don't know how to say it?
Yes. Summa cum, I don't know. I'm scared to say it.
Yeah, I would be too.
Careful. Be real.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment bus.
I clicked on the wrong Google Doc. That's my cover letter for the job I'm going to do after this.
We told people right from the start that this was going to be a very loose month. This is exactly what you're getting. This is going to be the loosest Bert Show you have heard in years.
No, it's not. We're going to get called into an office after the show and they're going to be like, yeah, if you guys can't focus, you suck. We're just going to call today your last day.
I ain't going into anybody's office, and if they want to do that, then I'm heading to San Diego.
So when you hear the name Leonardo DiCaprio, what are some of the first things that jump out in your head? Give me some words that you associate with the great actor Leo DiCaprio.
Titanic.
Kate Winslet.
What's the one where he hid inside of a dead bear?
The
Revenant.
Yeah, that one.
But give me Inception.
Give me some words that describe Leo.
Cradle robber.
Yeah. Dates younger women.
Okay.
That's a nicer way of saying it.
That's his brand for sure.
This isn't going in the direction I thought.
Also very passionate about the environment.
Reclusive.
Activist.
Okay.
Yachts.
Wow, this is nowhere near what I thought you guys were going to say. I thought you guys were going to be like, oh yeah, handsome, attractive, hardworking, all these things that describe this very illustrious actor. And here we are just being like, yeah, he dates 20-year-olds.
Let's attack the first one here for a second. Because he used to be dashing, right? So if current Leonardo DiCaprio pulls up next to you at a bar for happy hour, are you like, oh my God, this guy is hot?
Yes, because I need health insurance.
Well, you don't know who he is. He's not Leonardo DiCaprio. He's just some dude that looks like current Leonardo DiCaprio. Is he still hot?
No.
Yeah, I think he's an attractive man, yes.
Yeah.
I also think this is going to be different based on your age. Because honestly, if I were like in my 20s like Abby, I'd be like, no. But where I am now, I'm like, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think it's all just about perspective too. Like if he's very chatty and lovely, then maybe he becomes more attractive. But if he's pulling up, like I've seen some of these paparazzi photos, I'm probably moving down to the next seat to my left. But anyway, Leonardo DiCaprio recently went on the New Heights podcast and he shared a surprising detail about his name, basically saying he had an agent that wanted him to change his name from Leonardo DiCaprio to something else for a surprising reason.
I finally got an agent. They said, your name is too ethnic. I go, what do you mean? It's Leonardo DiCaprio. They go, no, too ethnic. They're never going to hire you. Your new name is Lenny Williams. I said, what is Lenny? I was 12, 30. I said, what is Lenny Williams?
No.
So we took your middle name and we made it. Now you're Lenny. And my dad saw his photo, ripped it up, and he said, over my dead body. And I said, really? Or Benny Dell. Benny Dell?
Benny Dell.
Benny Dell. Mr. Dell.
Can you imagine seeing the previews for Titanic and it being like Kate Winslet and Lenny Williams? Lenny Williams sounds like the guy who changes your oil every 4 months, not like Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's your accountant. He's doing podcasts now, Leonardo DiCaprio?
I guess because, I mean, think about it. Taylor Swift is one of the most famous people in the world. And if you want a lot of good PR for whatever reason, you're going to go on her boyfriend's podcast.
That's if you're doing like PR, you're hitting up major podcasts now. And they also just interviewed Brad Pitt.
They did?
Yeah.
Good for them.
They've had some major, major interviews. And it's so
good
fun.
Good for them. Good for Taylor Swift for getting her boyfriend some big guests.
I mean, it's great because it's going to be a softball interview, so why not go on? They're not going to ask you any deep, controversial questions. Why not go on it? And they're all entertaining. It's great.
Yeah, they're just shooting the crap, but it's awesome. But I just can't believe he could have been Lenny Williams.
That is wild.
There are some other celebrities out there who have, quote unquote, Americanized their name, which is really devastating. Some people like Rita Moreno was born Rosa Dolores Alvario, I'm probably saying this wrong, Marcano. Oscar Isaac was born Oscar Isaac Hernandez Estrada. Bruno Mars was born Peter Gene Hernandez, which, I don't know, maybe Bruno Mars just sounds cooler. Christina Milian was born Christine Flores. But there's also some other people who have refused to change their name because they want to keep their heritage. Zoe Saldana is one of them. Christina Aguilera, Michael Pena, and Andy Garcia. They have all kept their names despite pressure from Hollywood.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, I'm in therapy yesterday. And
which reminds me, I need to make an appointment.
Well, I could have told you that. If we're all not doubling up in therapy right now. Actually, you know what? I walked out of there yesterday and me and my therapist agreed that every 2 weeks is going to be great.
Look at you.
Don't need to go every week, man.
You might need a new therapist then.
I think the stress of doing all this and just the reality of it. I have felt so light the last couple of days, so much so that I can't even stay awake, that she was telling me yesterday that this kind of feeling and this kind of peace that I'm feeling right now is really when your life starts to align with where you're supposed to be at. And I'm at peace right now with it. And the thing that happened in therapy yesterday, let me know if I can launch into this, Tommy.
He's talking to her. He's on the phone.
Okay. So we were talking about work ethic and why I feel the relief that I feel right now. You know, it's almost like I just got a text message from somebody that wanted to make plans to hang out sometime between like October 27th and 29th. And the thought of putting anything on my calendar, I'm like, I'm not going to do it. So I immediately texted him back and I'm like, hey, I just want to, don't take this personally, but I am intoxicated by the thought of not planning anything right now. So I'm in therapy yesterday and we're talking about this. And I was reminded about some regression therapy I did 30 years ago. You know what that is? Regression therapy. It sounds a little woo-woo-ish, and I'm not exactly sure what I got from the whole thing, but I think I've told you this story before. So regression therapy is you sort of get hypnotized, and they take you back in a quote-unquote past lives, if you believe in that kind of thing.
Yes, past lives regression therapy. And it was a bit that we did, all of us did it on the show.
Yeah. And even before we did this, as this wasn't a bit, this was real life, somebody suggested that I do it. You know, I'm from California. I believe in all this woo-woo stuff. So I'm like, yeah, I'll give it a try. Right. So I go into this therapist's office. He hypnotizes me. And sure enough, I don't know that I actually, there are some people that believe that in regression therapy, you're actually transported back into your past life. I'm not really sure I believe all that, but I can tell you that the experience I had made me realize for the very first time in almost like a movie form. That was like my life was playing in front of my face, and I realized I had to make an adjustment, which I never did until now. And maybe this is why I'm feeling the relief that I'm feeling now. So let me tell you about this. This is pretty freaky. So he puts me under, and when I'm hypnotized, I'm pretty sure I've told you this story before. I am transported onto like a cargo ship in either the 17 or 1800s. I know it's that time because I can see myself in almost like, I don't know, like a sailor's outfit from that time with almost like a captain's hat on, but I'm the only one on the boat. And it clearly is some kind of cargo boat and it's taking stuff from one country to the other. And there I am. And I'm looking around on the deck of the boat and I'm pulling up a rope on the side of the boat. I don't know if it's a net because I caught a whole bunch of fish or if it's the anchor that I'm trying to bring up, but I am clearly on the boat all by myself. And I'm looking out into the ocean and it is a beautiful day. It is blue skies. There is not a cloud in the sky. There are birds in the sky that I'm taking in, right? It's just an absolute beautiful day, but I'm sweating so much and my muscles are working so hard to pull up this anchor or this net or whatever. And as I'm pulling, I fall straight down on the deck and I am about to die. And the last thing that I am looking up at is this seagull and these birds that are over me and this beautiful sun that is now setting into the sunset. And made me realize, like at that time, the life message was, here I am with all these beautiful things around me and I'm working so much that I'm literally dying with all this beauty around me and haven't been able to accept it or really embrace it at all. So that was sort of the movie that played out in front of my head. And this was, man, I must have been 25, 26 years old when I did this. And it really was very impactful. Not so much where I did anything about it, but it was a real symbol there. And I don't know if I went back into a past life. I don't know. Or if it was my subconscious just telling me like, hey, this is problematic. You're working super hard at 25 years old, no different than I was at 50 or 55 years old. And now I think the relief that I am feeling is it feels like I'm finally accepting that lesson that was taught to me so many years ago. And I'm able to get out of this industry on my own terms. And the fact that I want to travel and I'm going to travel and Amanda and I are thinking about trying this travel experience together also, that I don't have to die wondering what that life looks like, that here I am actually able to drop the anchor or drop the net or whatever and actually look at the sunset and look at the sky and go, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Maybe that's why you're so obsessed with stars. And the sky.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I've been obsessed with past life regressions, and I've never done it, but I think it's so cool because, like you said, whether it's woo-woo or it's just your own subconscious feeding mm-hmm. you information, I think at the end of the day, it's another tool, and you've taken it to heart, and now you're executing it in your life. And, you know, the biggest thing I've learned from you, and this is something, honestly, I apply to my own life, is to live in a way where I would be proud with no regrets. And I feel like that's what you're doing. This is encapsulating it.
For sure. I'm just at an age right now, and you start to get, you know, I'm 58 years old right now, and because I love to travel, and I'm not a cruise ship guy. I don't want to just see things. I want to hike. I want to swim. I want to get involved. I want to see beautiful things that are within reach. And right now, you know, in our country, you're supposed to retire at a certain age, and the older you get, then you're supposed to start taking these vacations when a lot of this is out of reach at that age. And I just don't want to do that. Here I am at 50 years old, and I'll be able to physically be able to do those things that I really want to do, and I just don't want to wait. I don't want to fall down on the deck looking up at this beautiful sun that I've never, ever been really able to embrace.
And your therapist, after everything was said and done, that was her take?
It wasn't really a take. Mm-hmm. It was sort of me just expressing. And I had thought about it. I haven't thought about it in years and years and uh-huh. years. We were just trying to get to why I feel so incredibly relieved, which I think anybody would when you're not going to have a schedule. Mm-hmm. But the relief that I am feeling, and almost like the intoxication on really being able to do that, something that I felt was out of reach for so long because, hey, life, yeah. money, mm-hmm. feeding people mm-hmm. like your kids and stuff like that. And feeling this kind of relief now really makes me feel like I'm going to be able to live my life the way that I've wanted to for so long.
All right, you big bragger. Good for you.
It's taking me a while to get here, man.
You deserve it, my dude. You deserve it.
The Burt Show.
So usually when we do second date update, the person's like, I don't really know what happened on this date. But I think in this case here, Kiara kind of knows maybe. Hey, Kiara, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, second date update generally for us is you guys call up, you had a great first date, chemistry was there in your mind, you're already walking down the aisle, you're holding hands, you're making babies, but then there's no second date. He just ghosts you. So where are we at today?
That's exactly what has happened. I met this guy and we talked for about a week and I was like, wow, I really like him. We've only had one date. It was just dinner, but he was wonderful. We have the same sense of humor, so we could like feed off each other. And so we were laughing like the entire date. But I believe there was kind of a misunderstanding because mid date, there was this unfortunate smell. I guess I could, that's the only way I can describe it. Our server came over and he was going to set down our plates and he was on my side first. So he put down my food and then very clearly there was he silently ripped one right at our table. And yeah, so the problem is I think my date thought I did it because he was in the middle of this really, really intriguing story. And when it happened, I continued listening and we just didn't acknowledge it, you know, but then I noticed the vibe shift. He got kind of quieter and definitely less flirty. And then after we ate, he just kind of wrapped things up fast. And he hasn't reached out since. And I'm just worried that this is a classic case of my best friend said, mistaken fart identity.
I think assuming that this is the reason why there's been no second date could be best case scenario. Because we've reached out to this guy, Tommy has, and if it's anything but that, then you're going to kind of be bummed out. But at least this, you can go, well, what even me?
I wasn't the one who farted. Right.
I don't know. Whoever smelt it dealt it, Kristen.
If he...
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't matter. If he was that attracted to you and things were really vibing that much and that happened, he would just blame it on the server anyway. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't attribute it to you. And I think as a general rule, you just don't attribute that badly one to a woman.
Well, even if that is or is not the reason why there's no second date, if I were her, I would want to clear my, like, I would want to clear the air and clear my name.
Really?
Yes, I did. Yes. I'd be like, it wasn't I who farted. Because he's like, I cannot date a lady that farts in public.
He was getting hot boxed at the table. I don't know. In my very limited experience with the male species, I have learned a very valuable lesson. And it's that you can literally do anything. But if they like you, they will look past, they will make up excuses. They will do mental gymnastics in their head. If you are a woman that they are interested in, they will continue to move forward. So maybe he just wasn't that into it.
What you are saying is 1,000% accurate.
100%.
1,000%.
I came on last week and I said I choked a man in an elevator and he was still like, that was hot.
No, you did more than just choke him. You made what noise?
I went, meh! Into his face, into his eyeballs, and he was still like, this is the love of my life.
All right, Kira. So this was silly enough for us for sure to want to pursue for you. So Tommy, you want to take it from here?
Yep. So I reached out to the guy, and to protect his ID, we're going to call him Guy. So I reached out to Guy. I said, hey, it's Tommy from The Burt Show. Appreciate you taking a sec to text back. I just wanted to check in about your date with Kira. She told us she hasn't heard from you since. And he said, yeah, that's true. And I said, she told us she thinks you might have gotten the wrong idea during dinner. There was an smell at the table. She's worried you thought it was her. And he did a crying, laughing emoji and said, oh, no. I knew that wasn't her. 100%.
So it wasn't the fart.
That was the server. And I said, okay, good. So if it wasn't that, what was it? Why no second date? And Guy responded, honestly, it was something she said that kind of threw me. And I said, what'd she say? And Guy said, she told me she once put raw shrimp under her ex's car seat after they broke up.
That's great. That's fantastic. But now now he's all scared.
And I did surprise face and yikes. And he responded, yeah. She was laughing when she told me, but I didn't think it was funny. That's scary. Huge red flag. And I said, fair enough. Totally understand. Thanks for clearing that up. And that was it.
That would not be a red flag for me. That would be hilarious. 100% hilarious. Why did you do that, though? Did the dude cheat on you?
He did, and he was just very nasty about about the whole situation. And so before I walked out of his car, we were like at a gas station. He went in, and we had just gone grocery shopping, and I left the package under the passenger seat, and I just figured it was like the littlest revenge I could get on the guy. Yes. I mean, you know, once it started to smell, he would just go, oh, it was her. But I mean, he's the one who started the convo about bad exes. And it was funny.
Yeah, I think Abby nailed it here. If he was really into you, this thing right here would be funny. Mm-hmm. And it's not something to not date again about.
You said something the other day that you can never say the wrong thing to the right person.
Yes, you can never put the wrong shrimp under the right person's car seat. That is exactly what I said. And I quoted Socrates when I said it.
You are so wise.
So wise.
All right, Kira. So at least you got your answer now. Just move on.
Yeah, but at least I got to talk to you guys. So at least, you know, makes me feel a little bit better. Thank you so much.
Yeah, all you had to do was call and say hi. We would have picked up for you. So you didn't have to go through all this. All right, Kira, have a good day.
Good luck out there,
girl.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We want to call 11 Alive out. Little BS from, we feel like, from 11 Alive over the last couple of days.
I feel like there was some acting going on.
Okay, so as I'm taking off from radio and the show's going off the air on October 24th, it was on a couple of news stations over the last couple of days, right? And 11 Alive was one of those stations that did a piece on The Burt Show. Very flattering. Thank you for covering us. There was one part of it, though, we were all laughing about yesterday because we are convinced that it was complete BS, right?
It was completely fake sounding. So we're listening to this package done by 11 Alive. And all of a sudden they cut to an interview portion where I guess they did like a man on the street situation where they just found some innocent bystanders. And they're like, oh, my God, did you hear Bert Weiss is retiring? How do you feel about that? And these poor unpaid actors are like, oh, my God, Bert Weiss from the show? What a tragedy.
We won't believe it. All right. So if you missed it, this is what it sounded like from 11 Alive.
Bert Weiss is retiring?
No.
I haven't heard the news yet.
We're going to miss him.
I used to love listening to him on the radio.
We used to love listening to him on the radio. But we have since found a better show. So we have not been listening for a very long time. But no. It just sounded like BS.
Yeah. It sounded like what it sounded like to me, like the scenario I played out in my head is the field reporter is out there on the street, on the sidewalk, the Beltline, wherever they were, asking people. And it got to the point where they were out there for so long and asked so many people and nobody knew what the heck the Burt Show was that they finally just grabbed a couple and said, hey, we need you to pretend like you know about the Burt Show and Bert Weiss and be sad about the fact that he's retiring. And this is what we got.
All right. We are not saying that as fact. We do not want to be sued, right? We are just assuming that.
A legend.
So we got really, really curious yesterday, right? Like, how many people, if we sent Amber out, how many people would she have to go to with a microphone to say, hey, did you hear that the Burt Show was retiring? Like, it's not going to be on the air anymore before somebody would authentically say, okay, I know what you're talking about, right? So we did. We sent her out yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was very interesting. I was asking a lot of people, like gas stations, grocery stores, stoplights, like anybody would talk to me. And a lot of people wouldn't talk to me. They were like, do you understand I'm trying to buy groceries for my family right now, right? But it was really interesting.
Okay, so we have a sort of a montage of their answers, right?
Yes, we have Amber asking the question, how do you feel about Bert retiring? And then the responses. And in between each response, there is a beep. So your mission is to guess how many people it took until someone knew who Bert was and reacted to his retirement.
All right, so we're doing this before you play the montage.
Yes.
We're guessing. All right, Abby, yes. Go for it.
I think it took... Four people.
Four? Okay. Cass.
30.
30.
There are a lot of people in this city.
Now, I will jump in and say that when I gave Amber this assignment, she was going home. She had to take care of her dad yesterday, and then she had to go out, and she goes, you know I'm on the south side, right?
Which, did you do this on the south side?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that number changes.
Wait, hang on. I'd like to add 40.
Doesn't scream Burt Show, but you know.
Okay. All right.
With this new information.
Right, that changes the game a little bit.
I'm going to go with 21.
Okay. I will go with 213.
Think higher.
I will say, oh man. What did you say?
I said 21. Abby, you said
40.
30.
21.
41.
Okay.
Is this going to be one of those tricks where you're like, nobody knew him?
Maybe.
Could be. Yeah.
You ready?
Yep, yeah. Let's go.
So tell me, how do you feel about Bert retiring?
Bert's retirement? Who's Bert?
Bert who?
Bert's? Who is Bert?
I don't know who this is.
Like Bert's Bees or?
Who is that? I have no clue who that is.
I don't know who he is.
It's not just from the radio. I heard it. Yeah, my mom listens to the radio, so I've heard it from him. Yeah, you know, we got used to listening to his voice in the mornings.
Oh, Bert's retiring? We need like 10 more years out of him.
Oh my God, I don't know whether to cry, be happy, or what. He's been in my life my whole life.
Aww.
So it took 9 people, but like the
really?
Last 3,
yeah.
Amber hit the mother load.
Yeah, and they were
and then
black.
Who you were there? BL's on the DL.
There you go.
Wow, we are loved, guys. Maybe I'll stay. I really thought that was going to be much longer than that.
I did too.
Much longer.
It was a good time.
Thanks for going out.
Thank
there.
You, Amber.
Okay, so maybe Living Alive wasn't lying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I told you guys at the outset, like the last thing in the world I wanted for the last 4 weeks of the Bert Show are like a victory lap for the Bert Show where, oh, you're so great, blah, 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 you're so great, great, great. No, I didn't want that. What I really wanted and would really satisfy me over the course of 4 weeks was to get like stories from people where we have really had an impact in their life in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's a Bert's Big Adventure family that was really touched by what we did. It changed the course of their life. I think I used the example of somebody that was displaced from Katrina that came here, knew nobody. We put a backpack on them with school supplies and they felt welcomed. Those are the kind of things that I think when I'm looking back at the 25 years of the Bert Show, that's the important stuff right there. You want to know that you did something that really affected somebody's life.
Somebody who was deployed and got a big thank you letter.
Yes. Those are the
awesome,
ones, right?
Yeah.
I've been getting pictures from back in the day also, which were really pretty. The pictures are cool, but these are the stories that really touch my heart. And while they're to me, therefore, everybody that has worked on this show over the course of 25 years. So let me share a couple of these with you guys. This one came from Courtney. You really built an amazing show community. I do want to tell you a little bit about how much it helped me. I've been listening for 6 years. Almost 3 years ago, my husband was hurt in an accident. Gas oven blew up. He sustained a traumatic brain injury. He was in a coma for 2 months. Every night, I would listen to reruns of The Bert Show to feel something familiar and comforting. Oh. Thanks for all the laughs over the darkest times I've been through. Wow. That's the stuff that I'm really hoping we get DMs about. The Bert Show literally saved my life after back surgery. When your body goes through the trauma that my body did with my back surgery, I became so depressed that the only reason why I woke up every single morning was because of your show. You were the reason I woke up for a year during my healing process of my 12 vertebrae spinal fusion.
Oh, wow.
Cow.
So you come in here. I think we come in here and we do the show. And I love hanging out with people that I really, really like. We make a lot of jokes. And you just don't know what somebody's going through and how just like, one laugh or two laughs or just one escape from their life could really, really change their lives, man.
It's refreshing, too, because you think it's like our vulnerable moments, like when we are, you know, share some of the darker stories or the hard stuff or the ugly stuff or, you know, the grief-stricken stuff. And yes, that does connect, but it's also when we're just on here being stupid.
Yeah, right? And we do that a lot.
Yeah, we're pretty good at stupid.
Yeah, and we're going to double up on stupid over the next month.
Yeah.
And here's the last
plan.
Here's the last one I'll share with you. I had to deal with infidelity in my relationship shortly after my son turned 2. Oh. From the outside, everyone in my life had such a toxic approach to how I should co-parent, given what I went through. But hearing you speak about co-parenting experiences over the years, it was always clear to me to focus on what's important. Because of your influence, my co-parenting with my son's father is probably one of the things I'm most proud of. And that's just one of the ways you and your show have impacted me. That's pretty damn cool right there.
That's the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the really good stuff right there. So, like I said, I don't want this to be a victory lap. I have been thinking about this for a very long time. I told the program director the other day, I'm so sick of talking about my retirement. And it was before I was on the air talking about the retirement. Like, I'm already over it. But these are the kind of stories, man, that over the course of 25 years, and I don't care if you're in the studio now or you've been part of this for 25 years. This is the kind of impact that I wanted the show to have. This is the kind of legacy that I was hoping that we would have.
And I think you can tell by the outpouring of love that you've received. And we're going to be doing a lot of this over the course of the next 4 weeks. So it's going to be a great little trip down memory lane. And it's going to heavily involve you guys, the listeners.
Mm-hmm. The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Imagine you're having the worst day of your life. You are grinding. You are trying to make it in the rough streets of New York. And all of a sudden you get on the public transport to go back to your apartment that you share with seven other baristas. And all of a sudden the voice of an old friend comes over the speakers. It's the new voice of MTA public service announcements.
Hey, New York, it's Cardi B. Okay. I'm here at the MTA recording some PSAs you'll be hearing in the subway stations.
We're walking here. Steps are for stepping, not sitting. Move it, bucko. These trains don't move without you. So make sure you pay that fare and keep it real. Stop subway surfing. Ride safe, keep it cute, and keep it moving.
Is that real?
It's so real.
I never know what's AI anymore and what's real. That's great.
This is 100% real. So the next time you are up in New York and you buy an MTA ticket to get on the subway or a bus somewhere, you're going to hear Cardi B telling you to sit your butt down, bucko. Cardi B also caused a little bit of a stir when people noticed that she had deleted pictures of her and her new man, Stefan Diggs, from her Instagram. She later explained it wasn't some big breakup or scandal. She just got dramatic and overthought some things. And then archived the photos instead of fully deleting them. And then when her boyfriend asked her about it, she said they just laughed it off. She's also opening up about their relationship, saying that she really feels like they met at the right time, went through some doubts, had some deep talks, and now she's in a place of just doing what makes her happy. And she recently did an interview with Alex Cooper on the Call Her Daddy podcast. And I'm going to give the kid warning here because it is, I wouldn't call it explicit, but it's a little bit more on the edgy adult side, just giving you a heads up here. And she said that she has had to clear up a rumor that somebody from a previous relationship has spread about her, and she is ready to let the world know that her butt does not stink.
There's a rumor that like my boyfriend dumped me because my BBL stink. The thing about me is I'm very, very anal. Funny. I'm very anal about how I smell.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know who made the rumors that BBL stink, but it's like it doesn't stink. Well, how would a BBL stink if you don't got no open womb? Why? Because is fatter. You don't know how to clean a fat.
You do.
I do.
Like, I mean, I think it's the haters looking at Cardi B's juicy booty, getting a little jealous of it. And you guys say something about it like, oh, well, maybe her butt's a little rounder than it normally is, but it smells. And she said a couple other things about her relationship with Stefan Diggs that I think we cut out of it because of the adult content. But yeah, Cardi B really wants to make sure that you know that she don't stank down there.
So you're telling me somebody's life was so unfulfilled that they had to go online and to spread some kind of negativity, it was just going to be to assume how Cardi B's butt smells.
You're saying the word someone, and I think the word you're looking for is offset.
Okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb, right. And I think for whatever reason, her ex Offset wanted to throw a couple of rumors around and try and take her down, but really she's just living her best life with her new man's Stefan.
What is funny is I'm like this. The Google AI is like my favorite friend. And I said, did Offset say, and I just started writing Cardi, and it automatically finished the sentence. It said, Cardi B, BBL stink.
Did it really?
And no, Offset did not say Cardi B's BBL stinks.
Allegedly.
He hasn't confirmed it
this
yet.
This was a rumor and a misattribution.
They've got kids together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Her and Offset?
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that then.
They have three kids together, and now she's having her fourth with Stefan Diggs. So it'll be very interesting to see that dynamic happen, and maybe we'll get a new Migos song about Cardi B and that parenting dynamic.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.